Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Wednesday, April the 15th. I praise the Lord for you. Well, today, I guess, tax deadline day. Better get those taxes in. April 15th. How about that? Well, Wednesday is church night. Amen. Father, will you bless every preacher, pastor, missionary, and evangelist, dear God, that will preach tonight. Use them for your glory. Have your will your way. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't want to give you a bit of news that we're working on here, and we'll be saying a lot more about this. We're going to have another radio rally, GBI radio rally, and this will be Monday, August the 24th. And we're looking forward to that a bit. Fall Creek Baptist Church, Jonesville, North Carolina, our home church. And Brother Don Hudson, our pastor, he's so graciously allowed us to do this. And we're going to be lining up some things about that. And I can announce the preacher, Brother Rudy Smith of the Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Pickens, South Carolina, is going to be our preacher this year. Well, we're looking forward to hearing Brother Rudy Smith, great friend of mine. And I thank God for him, and I thank God for his friendship, and I thank God for his church. I got folk that listen to us there over WTBI out of Mount Sinai, and I appreciate you good folk. Quickly, let me tell you, our Reaching America project, we're asking 1,000 people across America if you'd make a gift of $10 a month to the Gospel Pulpit for the next year, start right now in April through next March, or just a one-time gift of $120 to help us take some new stations on. We've already taken on one station in Omaha, Nebraska, and we're looking at two more in Tucson, Arizona, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So you help us pray about this, that God's will be done in it. All right. And if you'd like to write us, if you're making a check, make it to GBI. Just put those letters on it, GBI, and it'll go. And then our mailing address, GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'd be glad to hear from you and know where you're listening to us from. Also, if you do not currently have the GBI radio app on your phones, I hope you'll download that. It is in the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store. You can get that, put it on your CarPlay, and you can take it. We've got three outlets there that you can listen to, our WCOK station, our WGBI and WYZD stations, which are simulcast. That's all one feed. And then our PTG radio, our all-internet preaching station. And you can listen to all of that on the GBI radio app. Now back to our message on And Be Ye Thankful. And the pastor came to me, I'll never forget, he said, Wednesday night I'm going to give you 15 minutes to teach. I said, thank you. Oh, that set my soul on fire. And I prayed about it, talked to him about it, prayed about it. The next Wednesday night I announced my call to preach, October 24, 1984. God made me a preacher. Now, I'm not a good preacher. I don't have all my words in place. I never went to Bible college. I kind of wished I could have. I wished I could have sat under Dr. Seitler. That's what I wished I could have done. That's where I wished I could have went, to Bible college. I wished I could have, but I didn't. I didn't do that. Whether I didn't or couldn't and didn't really have the opportunity, I came from a poor family, but I didn't pursue that, and I wished I had. And I'm not a good preacher. I've had to learn things the hard way. Now, folk, I want to tell you something. I love you on the radio. And I don't ever want to come. I've been praying to God to make me gentle. David said, thy gentleness hath made me great. Well, I don't know about being great, but I just want to be gentle in my preaching. And some of y'all might think I'm a little hard and things. And I want you to know that I love you. And I want to thank God that I'm a radio preacher. I just want to thank God he put me on the radio. Now, ever since I was a young boy, I wanted to preach on the radio. Brother Jim Woody, Jim's in heaven now. Jim took us down to the local radio station, let us sing. And I never forget that. And I thank God for it. Amen. And then I preached on the radio in 1985, my first time. But let me say this. I thank God for the call to preach. The old devil's come to me in my life. He's tempted me about doing other things. He's tempted me about politics. He's tempted me about this, that. But listen, I can't do that. I got to stay a preacher. I cannot quit preaching. I've been so discouraged, I've thought about just quitting preaching. Oh, friend, you don't believe the storms I've fit. The people I've had come against me, you just don't know. I don't fight battles. I don't tell you everything. And I come on the radio, and you think, man, and I'm not a good pretender. I'll be honest with you. When things ain't on the top of the world, they just ain't on top of the world. But I've not shared with people things that have been said about me and done over 42 years, 41 years of preaching the Bible. But I want to say something. I've always tried to stay forgiving. And one thing that I've always tried to stay away from is bitterness. The Greek word in the Bible is the word poison for bitter. And let me tell you something. If you take enough poison, it'll kill you. And I don't ever want to get bitter at a brother or a sister or at somebody that when I pastored that left my church or somebody that, listen, not everybody that leaves a church is of the devil. I want you to understand that. There's some good people sometimes that get carried away and they leave and things. And I want to be all the people I've ever pastored. I can go back and shake their hand, look them straight in the eye and say, God bless you. I don't have anything against any of them. God knows that. I want my heart to be clean. I want to be a preacher. But for years, God's seen fit to let me be a preacher in the radio. Now, I do preach in pulpits, and I stay a little bit busy, and it's been a little busier lately, and I appreciate the men that let me come. You men that let me come, I'll assure you of one thing. I'll never hurt your church. I'll never come in and try to tire your church up or straighten your church out. I'm not going to do that. That ain't my job. But I thank God for making me a preacher. A preacher's a peculiar creature. When you announce your call to preach at a young age, quite frankly, you run the risk of not getting married for a while. But why? Because girls are afraid of preachers. Most girls don't want to live a preacher's life. A lot of girls are afraid the preacher's going to get sent to the mission field or he's going to get sent somewhere. And I can't tell you where God's going to end up putting me. I'm in the radio. I hope I stay here. I have plans to stay here till I die. But I don't know what God's going to do. I'm open to anything God tells you. All your life you need to be open to what God tells you. I'm glad God made me a preacher. I'm so glad God made me a preacher. Amen. Well, that brings me to number four, and it just fits right in. I want to thank God for my wife. I thank God for Christy. Oh, she's been such a blessing to me. And I've not always been the best husband in the world. I've not. But my wife's been the best wife in the world. My wife said something to me the other day, and it grabbed a hold of me and just shook me to my foundation. She said, Ricky, she said, my job is to take care of you. And let me tell you, that woman takes care of me, buddy. She has spoiled me rotten. My mama spoiled me, and my wife has spoiled me. I'm honest about it. God's blessed me. Now, I want to tell you young people something. I want you to listen to me. This is a big burden on my heart in these days about young people. And I'm not going to holler and scream at you today, but I'm going to tell you something. You can marry the wrong person any day of the week. It happens all the time. I just said that, amen, up here in the office this morning to somebody. I said, you know, you can get the wrong person any day of the week. I said, but the thing is, you're going to live with that the rest of your life. Now, you say, well, preacher, if it don't work out, I'll just go down and get a divorce. That may be true. And if you're divorced and remarried, you've got to do the best you can. Nobody's against you. I'm not against you, friend. There are things you're not going to be able to do in the work of the Lord, but I'm not against you. I'm not against you. But let me say something about that, though. Let me say something about that. You know, and I know, that your life will never be right again. There's something about it that's different. When you get that divorce, it's just messed up the rest of your life. Now, you young people need to listen to me. I waited on the right wife, and she never came. I mean, the tears came, the prayers came, and I waited. Other people's getting married. Other fellas is getting church. And by the way, nobody really didn't want a guy to pastor that wasn't married, I don't guess. There's one church took a chance on me. I started a church, and well, there's really two. Two churches took a chance on me. Three. I guess I pastored three and four. Let's see, I started that one church. So I pastored four, not being married. One I started, and it's no longer. I've started two churches in my life. One's still going. I was married when I started it. But one church took an interest in me, not being married, and I had a good ministry there. And God bless me. But let me say it was tough not having a wife. Now, my wife didn't come easy. It just didn't come. God sent me my wife in the most unusual manner. I'd been praying for a wife, and I was in Resaca, Georgia, for Brother Sammy Allen's camp meeting in the year 2006. That's been 20 years from the time I'm preaching this now. And I was there 2006. On a Monday afternoon, the man I was with, he went over to the afternoon service. I didn't go to the afternoon service. I stayed there that afternoon, and I had my Bible and my computer. I was doing some studying. I was going to go back to the night service. And I was there in the hotel, and God said to me that afternoon, he said, son, do you want to know why you've been single for all these years? And I started to cry. I said, Lord, I knew I was 39 years old. And I fell on my knees in the hotel room in Calhoun, Georgia. And I said, God, I'd like to know. He said, I got a message I want you to preach. He said, I want you to preach this message on how to deal with being single. Now, we haven't used that message in years. And I've been thinking about going back and re-recording that. And it's helped so many people. I met a young lady in Lexington, North Carolina one time. She said, me and my wife met this lady. She said, oh, that message helped me, and I appreciate that. Well, God said, now when you go back to North Carolina and record that, I'll give you a wife. Well, I got up and didn't think no more about that. You know, I said, well, okay, whatever, I'll do that. I didn't think no more about it. I went on to service the next morning. Boy, God was still working, but I didn't know it. I thought everything was fine. I went to service the next morning. I sat down in the pew, and I never forget a dear brother out of Tennessee. He was preaching those morning services, and there wasn't a whole lot going on, but at the end of the service, they gave the altar call. I mean, people just wasn't shouting, jumping the pews, what I mean. I mean, the preacher did a great job, but the people just wasn't, you know, it was just one of them services where it's kind of quiet, you know. And all of a sudden, God said to me that morning, go to the altar. Now, I didn't know why I was going, but I knew the Holy Spirit told me to go, so I obeyed the Spirit of God. That's the key to life, being sensible, being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I knelt down at that great big altar, and I never forget it. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, son, he said, I've heard your prayers. I'm going to give you a wife. My friend, you don't understand what went through me. I mean, I sat straight up in that altar and looked at my watch. It's 18 minutes till 11 on the 27th day of June, I believe it was. I want to get the date right. I believe it's June the 27th of 2006, 18 minutes till 11. And I looked around. There were people coming to that altar everywhere. God was just quietly working all over that building. Brother Sam Allen came over there. Laid his hand on me. Brother Sammy didn't know me well. And Brother Sammy said, son, he said, would you like to tell the people what God's done for you? And I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. And I thought, I sure ain't going to tell a whole camp meeting because I might be wrong. I said, I believe God's done something. And I went and sat down. Now, many years later, let me say many years later to the day, June the 27th, same day, but it was many years later. I got to go back right before Brother Sammy died. And I called him aside, and I said, Brother Sammy, right over here in 2006 in that altar right there is where God showed me he's going to give me my wife. Me and Brother Sammy, we rejoiced together and we prayed together. And you see, Brother Sammy put years into that camp meeting. But God answered a prayer there at that camp meeting. They didn't give me a wife at the camp meeting, but God answered a prayer for me. Now, there's still one thing left. I had to go to North Carolina and record that message. Well, I got home. That was June. I don't know why in the world I didn't record that message the next day, but I didn't. I waited to August to record that message. And I recorded the sermon. And, brother, in September, I began talking to the girl that would eventually be my wife. In November, I went down to meet my wife in Jackson, Mississippi. And we met at a pizza place, had a man drive me down to Jackson, and I was going to meet her for the first time. And I told the fellow, I said, now listen, I'm going to meet this guy. I was nervous about that. Boy, I was nervous when he went in there, and I don't know why I did it. Instead of washing my hands in the sink, I turned the shower on, the bathtub on, to get some water. I don't know why I did it. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast today. We thank you for listening. You've been listening to a message entitled, And Be Ye Thankful, R492. If you'd like to have the message this week, remember we can email it or we can send it on CD. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, he who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.